This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Bill, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Sometimes I sit back and I try to take stock of, you know, just what's going on around me. I've always found life to be sort of messy. Always full of unexpected twists and turns. I'm not really a control freak because I understand control is sort of an illusion. But even then, when one of those twists or turns comes up, I do feel undone. Because most of the time, the change introduced into my life, I didn't invite it. And it's not always going to be pleasant. I read this story one time about a car. Car wreck that occurred because of the 9/11 attacks. It was one of those twists and turns, you know. And unfortunately, the person involved in it, they were driving on September the 12th, and the SUV they were in hydroplaned and collided head on with a semi-trailer. They didn't want to fly. They didn't plan to drive, but their flight got canceled because of those terrorist attacks. And unfortunately, this person had their own private tragedy due to that. While everybody was watching TV looking at the Twin Towers, they were shopping for a casket and planning a funeral and dealing with broken bones and a broken heart. When one of those events happens, most of the time we tend to cling to the loved one's last gift, the last word, the last everything. Many good Americans boarded planes on what began as an ordinary Tuesday, September 11, 2001. A lot of people that day did not know they'd spent their last evening with their loved ones that day. People getting on the planes were bound for destinations across the country, but they never arrived. Instead, their trip and their lives ended abruptly as that husband's life would the next day. Most had this idea, or they had no idea, that the goodbyes they shared with their loved ones that morning would be their last. And none of us woke up that morning thinking that the acts of a malevolent few were going to change America forever. But then we witnessed it. And we united against the evil that perpetrated the gruesome scene. When fellow Americans had to make an inconceivable choice about how they were going to die that morning. Some of them in the buildings chose skull-splitting skyscraper-to-sidewalk jumps. And others decided to stay in the towers only to be charred alive in the steel-melting inferno and end up in a pile of rubble where very little of them would ever be found. Some chose to sit and silently pray while others said, "Let's roll." And they took the fight to the Islamic terrorists on hijacked planes that were destined to crash and burn. While the stench and the smoke rose from the human infirmaries, the skies were painted a charcoal gray because of a black cloud of grief that settled over most of America's heart and our enemies' celebrated. And for so brief a moment, American patriotism was resurrected from Ground Zero's ashes when the flags intermingled with homemade Never Forget signs and they sprang up on street corners and front yards across America. After the 2000 presidential election, the nasty partisan divide was temporarily patched with the bandage of brotherhood as our nation swallowed a bitter pill of truth, because we were at war with extremists who attacked us when we were distracted and weak from political divisiveness. We began to mend our wounds, and time seemed to stand still in many ways. The sun continued to rise and fall. The seasons changed. And we moved forward, but none of it seemed appropriate. But that was then. And how did we go from bipartisan two-mile-long lines to donate blood at Ground Zero to Democrats completely losing their minds over the election of Donald Trump? And like the September 11, 2001 attacks, Democrats crave power at any cost, and they're doing their best to seize it by any means possible, including making useful idiots out of Biden voters who raise our cities and terrorize everyday Americans. Democrats are trying to rebuild America from the ground up like former President Barack Obama promised during his re-election campaign, but you cannot build something from the ground up unless there is a ground zero. Like the events of 9/11, the ground zero Democrats seek is shocking and explosive and cataclysmic. And that's what we see plastered over the TV screen every night now. It all seems out of control and out of our hands. And such is life, but presidents have the unique opportunity to actually do something about some of those out of control situations, like Trump did at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic when he quickly instituted unprecedented travel restriction, overhauled the testing system, and ramped up the production and purchase of PPE supplies and ventilators, while simultaneously keeping the entire country from mass panic in his calming words and exemplary leadership. In the years leading up to 9/11, there would be key presidential decisions that would affect the country for decades, like when Bill Clinton, when he failed to seize the moment and take out Osama bin Laden, there'd be no 9/11. And if George W. Bush had refused to allow for the enhanced interrogation of 9/11 mastermind and Guantanamo Bay detainee Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, which led to special operations forces to bin Laden's Pakistan compound, Obama wouldn't have gotten bin Laden. Nor would he if he'd listened to his then Vice President Joe Biden. There's a lesson to be learned here. The modern Democratic Party cannot be trusted with the levers of national or local power. We need a September 12th mentality now in this divided country. But Democrats will stop at nothing to keep us from that. We got to go back to the basics before it's too late. And as Ralph Waldo Emerson once wrote, the world will soon forget you when you are thus numbered with those who have no part in all that is done under the sun, when in the places where your foot was familiar, it is no more known and all trace of you is obliterated as though it had never been, shall you also forget as you are forgotten. May we never forget until that day that we are forgotten. We're in a fight again. We're in a fight for the soul of the country, of the experiment, of the republic, if we can keep it. How bad do you want to keep it? Are you willing to put aside your fear and go vote in person? I'll be there.
You are are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. It's no secret that Biden and Kamala Harris have plans should they take the White House in November. And in all fairness, that's what presidential campaigns are all about. I mean, after all, it's about telling people what you intend to do should you win, in the hopes that enough will like that kind of thing and vote for you. Also, you can win. One of the plans Team Biden has is, unsurprisingly, gun control. And while the Democrats have started downplaying the issue, and even gun control groups are playing it down in swing states, the issue is already out there, and the candidates aren't taking it back. Quite honestly, with their record, even if they said nothing, we'd have known where they were headed. And yet it seems someone decided to compare the ways the Democratic nominees would make the nation like California, which included guns. Because after all, California is the place to be, right? I remember when I was in civics a long time ago, children, in school, they used to teach something called civics. All of this while I was being bussed. You know, I don't mind any of these experiments the government has tried if they actually saw it through to the end. But they never were. Anyway, in the civics class I had, my teacher would sit there and say, you know, as California goes, so does the rest of the nation. Thankfully, that hasn't proven to be true. But what would they like to do with guns? They want to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. This is one of those issues that unites Democratic voters. And so, while Biden is tacked to the center of his party on health care and climate policy, when it comes to a gun regulation, his proposals are as assertive as any of his erstwhile primary challengers. And topping that list is his plan to ban both assault weapons and magazines that hold more than an arbitrary number of bullets. Although he's not specified what that limit should be. Normally it's 10 in New York. They just go, Cuomo, what do you want the limit to be here in New York? 7. Lawmakers have long struggled to define assault weapon. For me, the term assault weapon is descriptive. If I decide to, like right over here, I have a video monitor mounted on a little tripod. If I decide to beat you with that, guess what? That is the assault weapon. So things can be repurposed into being an assault weapon. There are some things that, you know, people would argue, well, these are only designed to do that, but, you know, anyway. So lawmakers have long struggled to define that. Biden calls for legislation that would prevent manufacturers from circumventing the law by making minor changes that don't limit the weapon's lethality. Well, here's the problem with any weapon that is a gun. The main thing that makes it lethal is the barrel. So it doesn't matter what you have on the end of the barrel. It doesn't matter if you have anything on the end of the barrel. It doesn't matter if you have nothing on the end of the barrel. The barrel is rifled. It is going to take the round as it gets pushed out, and it's going to start twisting it. That's going to create a spiral, which is going to help it go to its destination. If you've got everything dialed in, if you've shot enough rounds with it, and you know exactly what's going to happen, it's going to make that get to its destination on target. So there's nothing short of changing the way a gun is designed to make it less lethal. Now, what has California done? California banned assault weapons. Gosh, in 1989, they've been building on that ban ever since. But there is no technical definition for the term. For gun restriction advocates, assault weapons fall into that nebulous, you know it when you see it, category of vices. And their ban nonetheless cobbles together its own definition of banned guns based on a loose assemblage of characteristics. Semi-automatic centerfire rifle with a detachable magazine, at least one of a handful of other suspect features. And they also approved a ban on magazines that hold 10 rounds or more. So how's this going, you might ask? I wondered. Banning a wide category of firearms in the United States is easier said than done. And their feature-specific definition of an illegal assault weapon has triggered a cottage industry of firearm add-ons and design tweaks that skirt around the letter of the law, while enthusiastically violating the spirit of the law. It is a never-ending game of legal and regulatory whack-a-mole when Sacramento bans a popular workaround only for a new one to pop up. And their high-capacity, or as I call it, standard-capacity magazine ban has had an ever-tougher go of it. And recently, the Ninth Circuit has ruled that the state's ban is unconstitutional. Now, if you don't think Biden wants to do this on a national scale, then you are a deluded fool. And the truth of the matter is that if you create a law, someone is going to try to find a way to get around it legally. And meanwhile, the very people who represent the lion's share of our issue simply won't care. They'll continue using whatever they can to get off the black market. And this is especially important since so-called assault rifles are used only in only a minute fraction of the crimes committed. Handguns, easier to conceal, are far used far more often. And in addition to the ban, he also wants to implement red flag laws on the federal level. We may talk about those later. I don't know. While many argue that these laws work, what we actually see is an approach that even if they were applied precisely as proponents claim, it would merely take firearms away from dangerous people while still allowing the dangerous person to walk the streets unsupervised. So if you're trying to protect somebody, ostensibly, and you say, well, we're going to take the guns away from you, you're safe. When that person is strangling you to death, do you feel safe? There's at least one documented case of someone trying to use the law as a way to get back at an enemy. There's been one documented use of the case where somebody was using it to get back at a family member in which the family member was killed. And we have no idea how many others have done so, and some have gotten away with it. And at the end of the day, absolutely nothing the Democratic nominees are proposing would do anything to make the country safer. This would just allow them to pat themselves on the back in the belief that they've done something to make the country safer. But it boils down to this. Gun control isn't. Getting out there and trying to control guns is like trying to say we're going to control cars. What they're trying to do when they say gun control is they're trying to say, well, it's sort of a have your cake and eat it too. They're trying to say, well, you see, these guns are dangerous. And while I believe in your Second Amendment right, these guns are just too much for the average person to handle. Despite the fact that it happens every day. Average people have them and don't abuse them and all that other stuff. And the criminal element that does use them, they're going untreated due to mental illness and all this other stuff. But, you know, that's all beside the point. The red flag law, that is the most, that's one of those reaching things where they're taking away guns, but they don't care about the people. And they miss the point, which is that the weapon is what's between your ears. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hackers working for Russia, China, and Iran have recently escalated their attacks around the United States presidential race. Microsoft's Vice President of Customer Security and Trust, Tom Burt, wrote in a blog post that the company's cybersecurity experts have recently seen large upticks in hackers targeting political campaigns. The announcement comes as the presidential campaigns are now pushing into the final 2 months of the race, one that has national security officials as well as private companies companies on edge after Russia's election manipulation efforts in 2016. While attackers from all three countries have been spotted targeting people tied to Biden and Trump's campaign, Russia's GRU, its military intelligence agency, remains the biggest threat, according to John Hultquist, the director of intelligence at Mandiant. In a separate technical blog post, Microsoft found that both China and Iran have been attacking the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News. As we inch closer to a vaccine for COVID-19, safety is the utmost importance, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci tells MSNBC a COVID-19 vaccine has to be approved by an independent committee called the Data and Safety Monitoring Board.
They have nothing to do with the company. They have nothing to do with the FDA. They're an independent group. And they look at the data intermittently to determine, A, is there any safety problem, and B, does it actually work?
The U.S. budget deficit hit an all-time high of $3 trillion for the first 11 months of this budget year, according to the Treasury Department. The ocean of red ink is a product of the government's massive spending to try to cushion the impact of coronavirus-fueled recession that has cost millions of jobs. The deficit from October through August is more than double the previous 11-month record of $1.37 billion set in 2009. This is USA Radio News.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Every day, primarily in democratically held bastions, but every day in lots of places, a concerning number of people get hurt. We have 367 some odd violent crimes per 100,000. We know that nearly 8,000 crimes are stopped with the introduction of a concealed carry weapon or a lawfully owned handgun. Gun, period, you know. In these bastions where they don't allow guns, a concerning number of people are shot. And not all are killed, mind you, but more are shot than anyone should be comfortable with. And this is what I don't understand about the... Well, I do understand it because it's not about gun control and it's not about public safety. It's about control. Thousands of Americans are shot and injured every year. And a gunshot wound is not necessarily an easy recovery. It's not like it seems like in the TV shows. It is a very scarring thing. But then we get this, and I don't know where the source came from, but I saw this and I brought it in. Some of those who get shot have trust issues. And we have this. America's gun violence affects not only those killed, injured, or present during gunfire, but research suggests it can also sabotage the social and psychological well-being of all Americans. Gun violence is widespread in the United States. More than 500,000 Americans have been murdered by those brandishing firearms over the last four decades. Many more are physically or psychologically injured by guns. A Pew Research Center survey reports that overall, one in four Americans, 23%, say someone has used a gun to threaten or intimidate them or their families. This includes a third of black Americans, 32%. Over the course of their lifetimes, nearly all Americans of all racial and ethnic groups are likely to know a victim of gun violence in their social network. But there's not been much scholarly attention dedicated to the social and psychological impacts of gun violence on Americans and American society. Recent research shows that such widespread gun violence, both fatal and non-fatal, has a detrimental effect on Americans' trust in each other. And that erosion of trust is often long-lasting and has a greater impact on black Americans. The high likelihood that all Americans were either threatened or shot with guns from the 1960s to the 1990s could also be a plausible explanation for the half-century decline in trust in public institutions in the U.S. Sort of a victim-blaming here, to me. And it's also sort of explaining why people don't trust the government. The problem here is that far too many people look to the government to protect them. They expect the state and the local and the feds to all work in unison as part of some concerted effort to keep each and every individual safe. No one's supposed to die from nothing or from anything. And that's not even remotely possible. There's no way that could happen. Then we have the courts have ruled that the government has no such obligation. The government's role is to protect society as a whole. Individuals, not so much. And that means that you arrest criminals so they can't plague society. It means trying to maintain a good economy since a bad one seems to increase crime rate. And more than anything, it means trying to keep things on as even a keel as possible from the big picture sense. But that's always the big overview. A lot of people don't understand this, though. And the devil becomes the details when you zoom in. They expect the government to step in and make everything better in every way, particularly with regard to protecting people. And when that doesn't happen, which, go ahead and write this down, it's not possible for it to happen, but it's never going to happen. They want to blame somebody. They blame the government and their fellow Americans for allowing it to happen. And I'm just going to pretend that I don't see that nonsense claim that all Americans were either threatened or shot with guns during a significant portion of my life. I was. But I know lots of people that have no idea what that's like. And the problem is this. At the end of the day, you're alone. No one is coming. The only one who can be responsible for your safety is you. Not the state, not the federal government, and not the local police, but you. Oh, yeah. If you make a phone call, if something's happening in front of you and you make a phone call to 911 in time, somebody's going to show up. But the question becomes, in how much time? Because the average response time nationally is 11.11 minutes. Do you know how long that is? In a prize fight, that's That's nearly four rounds in a prize fight, which for people like that faced Mike Tyson, they never went that far when he was in his prime. Remember that? Minutes that, you know, like if you're sitting there going, well, I only have to wait here for 2 minutes and then I can get my time in line. Okay, that doesn't seem like a long time. But if somebody's hurting you for 120 seconds, that seems like a long time. Once you understand that the very best chance you have is self-reliance, you don't feel like you need to lash out at everyone else or blame everyone else for whatever happened, and recognize that your safety is on you and always has been. A person that carries a gun is making a startling statement in regards to self-reliance. I carry a gun everywhere I go. Literally everywhere I go. In my house, in every room I go to, I have a gun. Sometimes I don't even like doing that. A lot of times I don't even like doing it. But I do it for a reason, and I do it for that reason that I said earlier. Life is messy, and it has these unexpected twists and turns. I could be sitting down, having my first cup of coffee, and somebody kicks in the door. Now, if I have a gun close at hand, it's on. If I don't, it might still be on, but if it's, nowadays, home invasions seem to be more than one person in certain cases. And my days of effective hand-to-hand combat are sort of behind me. I can still do a couple of things, but I'm going to run out of gas so fast it's going to be pathetic. And then it becomes a matter of survival. And one thing the military taught me is that fighting is not based upon rules. Fighting is based upon results. So whatever kind of fight you might find yourself in, if you're the one standing and the other one is not, you win. And in life, in the middle of crime, the thing that we should be looking to, the thing we should be tailoring our self-defense to, is to be the one standing. It's not a very appealing thing to take in. Understanding that you know, you've done everything right, you're a good person, and if you need help, well, for the next 11.11 minutes, you need to be your own help. And if you have means of self-defense that I advocate for, if you do it the way I advocate you should do, you have a better chance of it being over with quicker than 11.11 minutes. Because one thing about criminals are not looking for a fight. They're looking for a victim. They're not looking to come in under the marquee of Queensberry rules. They're looking to come in on the bum rush. So to get out there and think that you know, this is not sporting or that is not sporting, forget sport. Forget sport. Do you think those people on 19 years ago that died, if they could have had a moment and gone full on savage and prevented that loss of life here in the United States, do you think any of them would not have taken it? Some of them did. That flight in Pennsylvania, they did. They took it upon themselves. They made one last final decision. And they disrupted the pattern. Keep it with you. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
One more time. Before I get on the enhanced interrogation technique chiropractic table. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We're going to try to do a little bit of a lightning round real quick. All of you have heard about QAnon, Q, whatever it is. It's become very popular with some conservatives. You or a friend, maybe a follower. It does get people involved in politics, and they learn a little history along the way. Some followers generally believe that Q is a group of individuals with military intelligence access. Some of them involved in government communications, and it's also believed some members of Congress, the president, and other prominent individuals are involved in varying degrees. It is considered a backdoor of communication with the public, thus avoiding the I know better than you leftist media. And if everything I just said is true, then Q is helping America. But there are issues. Their delivery system is horrendous. The messages are cryptic and resemble a horoscope. Followers of Q have to decipher the meaning. And even for the most intelligent person, that leaves a lot of room for interpretation or lack thereof. There's widespread discussion of deep state corruption, dungeons, child sacrifices, pedophilia, and countless related topics. And if correct, those are horrific. But at the same time, they cast doubt on Q's legitimacy. Because if these contentions are true, shouldn't Q come forward and present documents showing how, when, and where these vile acts occurred and are occurring? In the case of children, shouldn't innocent children's safety always be a top priority? And therein lies the problem. If Q is completely legit, not some smart aleck college kid pulling a prank, they need to cut to the chase rather than force readers to find the answers on their own. Dissemination of information is a very, very, it's both vital and it should be simple. When I was in the military, if they came down with an order for me, I didn't, you know, they didn't put the order in some way to where I had to go get my lucky astrology decoder ring out to figure out what they just told me. They told me in very plain language. And, you know, they would ask me if I had any questions. I would repeat the mission to them. And then I would state to them, no, I did not have any other questions. And then I and my hires would sit down and we would figure out how to actually put that into play. Because all they wanted was a result. Right? It was up to us to fill in details of how that was going to be happening. If the particulars that they're throwing out there are that damning, Q must get others involved and provide the pertinent data. Not all in media are leftists. They could partner with strong conservative radio hosts like me or Tucker Carlson, who's a TV host. There's lots of radio hosts they could partner up with. Give us the facts and proof to back up these claims as to what members of the government are truly doing. This worked during Watergate with the deep throat contact, and it would be effective here too. If Q really cared about America, followers wouldn't be a cult-like group where individuals are left trying to figure out the meanings. Q would be involved with credible sources to reach the masses. And with only a few knowing something doesn't help when you have approximately 235 million eligible voters. Shouldn't the overall goal be to save America? Along with any victims? And this brings me to one of Q's heroes, Michael Flynn. He supposedly knows where all the bodies are buried, and General Flynn nearly lost all of his personal assets while defending himself against some bogus accusations in a court of law. Instead of pleading guilty, wouldn't a person with a lot of knowledge say, take me to court, I'll swear on the Bible and tell everything about the deep state? And that seems pretty, you know. Remember me saying earlier that there's no rules in combat? The one who's standing is the winner? That seems pretty reasonable to me. Why would you ruin your life if you have a get-out-of-jail-free card? And why wouldn't his money have been better spent protecting himself and his family if he was so informed? In addition, Q cryptically says Trump wins this election via landslide. And we know elections are never given. Q allegedly handpicked Trump as their candidate to avoid a bloodless coup in 2016. They can no longer sit back and watch the country fall apart. And even then, Trump won the election by the narrowest of margins. Well, at least not electorally, but it comes down to, am I missing something here? This is the second biggest election in our history behind Abraham Lincoln's, in my opinion. And seemingly, Q has a similar belief. And for me, it makes sense that Q would provide the absolute truth, not some horoscope, to our public before the election. And if Trump isn't reelected, will they cryptically tell us we weren't ready yet, it must get worse before it gets better? You are either for America or against it, and you do not leave moments like this to chance. This reminds me of, the Sphinx in Mystery Men, who's always speaking in riddles. If Q is a real thing, they need to prove their legitimacy now. And if you follow them, you need to not give them that much benefit of the doubt if they're not going to. And if they're not going to get out there and give us the truth and guarantee the American future, they're no better than the leftist media. Let's segue to Chicago in the time we got left. When somebody does something wrong, if they're remorseful or repentant or, you know, they seek redemption, they're genuinely contrite and they do the time for the crime, whatever wrongdoing they did, I'm a big believer that they can be forgiven. And the left, which always likes shortcuts for those it characterizes as oppressed, prefers instantly to forgive those downtrodden antiheroes, no matter how heinous their conduct. And they don't expect anything from them. Maybe this explains why Chicago's Cook County prosecutors gave a pass to Stephen Davis in 2019 when he was charged with murder. It was a surprise only to those leftists that Davis later murdered another person in cold blood this past July. A story that's only just now getting reported. This illustrates perfectly the wisdom behind Dennis Prager having said it over the years. If you're kind to the cruel, you will be cruel to the kind. And the Chicago Sun-Times tells the tragic tale of the pointless death of B. Rashid Mitchell, 21, an up-and-coming architect who wanted to make the world a better place. And we get this. Cook County prosecutors allege 18-year-old Stephen Davis fatally shot B. Rashid Mitchell, 21, in the 200 block of East 107th Street on July the 16th. Authorities say Mitchell was trying to defend his sister, Davis's girlfriend, during a domestic incident when the shooting happened. Mitchell, who was pursuing a master's degree in architecture from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, was shot once in the abdomen and died the next day at Christ Medical Center in Oak Lawn. On his LinkedIn profile, he said his passion in life was to invest my skills back into the community in order to improve quality of life for people struggling in my community as well as others like it. Chicago police detectives arrested Davis in Galesburg about 2 weeks after Mitchell was killed. Davis was charged with murder and being held without bail in the Cook County Jail. He was charged with murder in another high-profile case in the northern suburbs last year, but those charges were reduced. Rashid Mitchell's father fully understood how a weak government, unwilling to take a stand, betrayed his son. He said, "It shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened." His name is Manuel Mitchell. "Now I just hope that he gets what he deserves. Knowing his past record with this, it just seems like people seem to slip through the holes in some cases like this, and I don't want to see that happen. He needs to spend the rest of his days in jail thinking about what he did. It is an unbearably tragic story, and it is one that we, you know, is repeated every day in blue areas." Maybe Representative Louie Gohmert was right when he said that we should maybe try to ban, there should be a resolution to ban the Democratic Party. They seem to be able to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory all the time. This Davis kid turned out to be a cruel psychopath, and they let him go. Keep your heads up. Stay aware. I'll talk to you next week. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.